beginning current daf sentence chagiga daf ches beginning with alf beginning tais mouth beginning with the gemara almost we see some chagigas are also that he holds that chagiga that's brought in pesach with the carbon pesach is lab deraisa. It's not biblical from the fact that it can be brought from meiser money. Obviously, it's not a chiyuv. So tais vein actually don't ask. Wait a second, because the tanya perik able to bring pesach and learn to pesach and davayin with alf pasuk says. Layolan min habasi should not leave over from the meat, which was slaughtered in the evening on the first day till the morning. To expound, that's the korban chagiga that's slaughtered with the Pesach. Shouldn't leave over from it till the morning of the 16th of Nisan, because you're allowed to eat on the 15th from Bayam Rishon. So that was your layolan labiker, first of the 16th when it becomes invalid. Lima this teaches, al chagiga's yadal, the chagiga brought on the 14th, and achal shnayom alayla echad, the chulvek can be eaten for 2 days and one night, etc. Now, I'm a severely dab of the rice, obviously, from the fact that we're learning it out from the Torah, that obviously it is biblical. Well, in Ashkan Tana Hassam, we also find a Tana over there that says, in the Chelz of Yom Laila, all you've been for one day and one night. Now, Mashma, this is the Raisa. Now, it's obvious that it sounds like that's the Raisa, from the fact that if it was rabbinic, they don't have to have the regular classic shlum of 2 days and one night. Why would they say that it's one day and one night? Abapolig, Idach Tana, it just disagrees all the time. Namashna Yamalayla, that's 2 days and one night. But you see that both Tanaim hold that they're Raisa, not like our Gemara. Bishlamite says what you could say is the Sabakatan, the Masin, Pelagid Bram. You're right, but the Tana in our Gemara hold like the Tana in the Mishnah and El Dvarma within the Samaritan based. Tana the Mishnah teaches Masamavin and Chagiga when they're being Chagiga with the Karm Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. This is much above Bachel, but Tarabamut. Only if it's on the weekday. They're in Pesach, and they're in the state of purity, and there's very little to go around. But b'smach above b'Shabbos b'merubai, but remember when it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, or there's much meat to go around in the Pesach, or in the state of Tumah, but in between you don't bring it. Okay, mash, but it sounds like the Lavcheb, according to that time, it sounds like it's not an obligation, because the Pum lasts you, therefore that's why sometimes you're not going to bring it, because they come in Mashiach, so make more like Mashiach explained within month, therefore yes, it would be Lachlik Tanoim if it's Deraisa or Deraban. But we're saying that obviously this town holds, it's not Deraisa. Next says Mas the beginning of the Gemara, from Daf Zayin on the base. Now, Amai, what is this? The Bishma Chayvahu. It's something that's an obligation, and we know the Bishma Chayvah can only be brought from Chulin and not from Ma'aseh funds. Now, Oima Rabbi Buchanan. Rabbi Buchanan says that this question that the Gemara is asking, that what do you mean? How could you bring from Ma'aseh, but it's the Bishma Chayvah who had never much lahakshas? It's the same thing actually the Gemara could have asked a different question. But Oili, it's a common Oila. Ve'nechelas. And they cannot be eaten. They listen to be meiser ek b'dama nachal. You could only use meiser funds for something that can be eaten. So obviously, oiv shri'iyah and yamtiv cannot be brought from the meiser. So the Gemara didn't have to ask from the divar shabachleva part. And v'ach metzina, so do we find that you cannot purchase an oila from meiser funds, b'sifri. The parasha asa ta'asa b'chol tavshu na'vshku. When it talks about the halachas of meiser, that your meiser you could use with the funds, whatever your heart desires. Na'yach b'bad m'chuli, we think that you could buy slaves, etc. You could think you could buy an animal for your son's wedding, etc. No, you qualify, etc. That you learn out from Gzeir Shava. Can you think just like over there? However, it's Oyla and the Shlam, so too over here. That says, no, you have to eat and you rejoice, which only Simcha Shesh Bachila. Granny Meiser, it's only a joy that also has eating. Yeah, so Oyla Shanachos excludes us that cannot be eaten, therefore Oyla would not be included. So you see clearly that it would exclude oilas, and therefore Tosfos says, really, the Gemara could have asked another question, not only al tzabah shabachayva, but also because of the fact that it's an oila which cannot be bought from ma'aser funds. Now, this is v'yesh lahakshus. Now, you could ask the following question. Dom perikam dechul, the Gemara says in first parin chul nav chabal from the alf. Bashmaitza dekemishpat, this that it says by the oila sa'if, which obligation. Pasuk says that the second oila, you do kemishpat, which itzruch, why kemishpat teaches you, but oila sa'if. To compare it to the Chatzis Behema that was written right before it, Tzeh has the same halacha kemishpat to tell you loy marshein the boil malchulim. It can only be brought from chulim like the Chatzis Behema, and to say it's only brought a day and not a night time, and to say it's only kosher with zrikas adam, a few things that compares to Chatzis Behema. The Tzeh asks why do you have to compare the oil to Chatzis Behema to say that it can only be brought from chulim. What do you mean? The oil? What do you mean? Just as before, that you cannot bring an oil. With ma'aser funds, so what do you have to compare it to Chatzis Behema for that? Well, that's what says me. However, holy kasha, that's not really so difficult. Because the Hasam Nami Parach, the Eri Gemara also asks that why do you have to have the Hekesh of El Sabtachas Behem to say that it can only be brought by Yoim, not by nighttime, but by Yom Tzavoy Sinach. We're learning out from it says on the day that it was commanded, which by all Karbanis. So why would you have to compare the Chaz Behem for that? Which on the Gemara answers, you're right, Kedin Nesvo, that you're right, you could learn from there, but just once we were saying this Hekesh, we said like as if it was secondarily included in that Hekesh. So therefore, the Muslim Nefer, you're right, they could have asked, yeah, it's all Elah. And we don't have to make the action with that. And they would have said the same answer. But you're right. It was Kedin Nisva. Now, however, Rabbi Elchanan Mefash. Rabbi Elchanan, he explains that this day we have to learn out from the Hekesh to Chatz Behema, that Oil Seb can only be brought from Chulin. And we don't know it from the fact that it cannot be brought from Ma'ez Afanz, because the Chsib Krivoy says by Oil Seb Bekrivoy. The Havel Chalak, where it says Bekriva Koin El Mezbeach. Now, the fact that it says Bekrivoy and doesn't say Hikriv, sounds like that the Pasuk is saying it has its own specific hakrava, which differentiates it from other karbanos. Shmamina, we confirm that the Meitzim Echlash HaOilis, it's different than all other oilis, this oilis ha'oil. And therefore, we would have thought, v'laisim v'maisim, v'kav te'in l'chaz, the American brought from maisim, that's not Eden, therefore we needed to have this special hekesh to that of maisim v'hema. Now, so it's a new tema, but it's a wonder. Hidden Megillah, the Gemara, Megillah, Nafchazim, and Abdomen, that says, Yemin, Dom, and Dovah, Zemachul, is not Yemin, Dom, and Dovah, the only difference is regarding the Achia, Bachra'ayas, Shikshir Abu Biakmer lines. He asks, listening to Nami, why do you say another difference on the Dharm and the Bum and the Mechulin? The Dharm bow is calling me brought from Mechulin Dabalechai because it's an obligation. The Dharm is talking about Maisa, but a donation which is not a Chai, but you just bring it, could also be Maisa, like we're saying here in our Sugya. And Matacha Abu Chanan, Rabbi Chanan answered, the Mayi Ba Eila, because we're talking about, like we're just discussing a Tyson Eila, to Balav Hachi in the Ba Minachulin, because anyways, it could only be brought from Mechulin. Shein the Chelz Kedaparisha, like we said, because it cannot be eaten, and therefore even by the Davis, would have to be from Mechulin. And then we cannot use that as difference between the Darim and the Davos. The next says, Matha begins with the Gemara, Tevim Behemel Behema. That he holds, Chizkia, that this that you could be supplementing the Meister to the Chul, is specifically the other animals onto the first Chulin animal. Which Behemel is written in the Chulin. The first animal has to be from Chulin, but Be'inach Lameisa, other ones can be brought from Meisa Mons. Abba Mois Lameis, but monies to monies, meaningless, Darf Mois Chulin and Mois Meisa, Likin Behemel, but they combine and supplement Maisa money to the Chul money to buy one big animal, the Mashmali that he holds the Abba Dabba Shabbat, even though that's your primary, that's your obligation. And Maisa Lidabba, they cannot be brought from Maisa. Now, Bechalachad Bechalifis Vadasa. It says, now each one, according to his logic, which one is the more logical one that you could supplement animals or funds? But me, usually in Tabbat, most of the Tabbat. But it says, but we could give an understanding to the rationale of both them, according to their opinions. Because the Chizkia on my Intefil Mois Rechizkia, that holds that you cannot supplement funds. His logic is recognizable. Why? Since he holds that he could supplement two animals, so that's better. Why is that better? Because the Svila Chizkia holds, Hasam, the says Adam, he holds that you could go ahead and divide the obligation into two different animals. The Chagigah that's be worth two silver ma could be two one ma. Silver ma, the animals that together could combine to be the minimum of the two ma. So then you can learn from Kiyur Berechacha that you can mix the funds from the fact that we see that you can make the two ma in a combination of two different animals. So that meaning that's in two different animals. So that's better than the mixing the monies in one animal because that's the bit lesser of the cheder, so therefore you cannot learn out that you can mix the funds together and bring one animal. Whereas Rabbi Yechon and Tefel Malois, he says, no, you could supplement even the funds of the first animal, because Kim the Rabbi Krod Treila the Shari, since the Pasuk includes the supplement, so that's permitted. And they have to say like this, that it's including even the funds, because the B'shtei Behemoth Lehavit, because it cannot be in two different animals, because Rabbi Yechon holds that Einon Chalik Chabas L'shtei Behemoth, he holds that you cannot divide your two ma in two, one more animals together. Actually, we find your shaman that says this is the fundamental principle of their machlokes. He says it's Balgan Chizkiv Rebichman. They disagree. Chizkiv, he says, a person can divide his obligation into two different animals. Rebichman knows he cannot. And therefore, that's the same principle. If you're going to go ahead and supplement in the animals, if you hold that you could, then you would. If you hold that you can't, then they're going to tell us that it would be in that one animal itself in the funds. Next says Master begin with the Gemara Malamach or other maybe Chavas Machulim. This teaches us that a person has to bring his obligation from unconsecrated funds. That is learned of in our sugi from Mises Yodecha. But if Shilu Perakat Taida, but the end of Perakat Taida, Nachas of Pei Bezim and Aleph, Mafkin Lei Mikra, Achrine, the Gemara learns from a different pasuk. Begam perik damachatzis, and zvachem b'tzadachas meralf, a different pasuk. So, since we have some more, you can say the dachet. So, here we need a separate pasuk for the kamach hagiga, because the sugya that many Yehuda thought to say, given the extent, since it says in the pasuk Hashivelechacha, which that's the source, let's fail the ma'aser that you could supplement with ma'aser, which everything that you blessed, even for your ma'aser funds, same according to the ma'aser and the ma'aser. You would have thought, okay, maybe all of it could be brought to ma'aser. So, this special miyut, a ma'aser yadecha that don't have to initially be brought from Chulun, and therefore need its own special limit, even though we have limudim elsewhere. Next says Master begins with the Gemara Tamalem Hashibirechal. That's what it says, Hashibirechal, even including Maisa funds. Now, Miyu, Birshami, Mavkin Lei, Dechsim Misas. Actually, Birshami, it's actually learned out from a different source, actually from this word Misas itself. Because although Misas means Chulun, as our Gemara illustrates, but it also means actually Maisa. Because it says in the puzzle, Sukhul Tse'esa, by Devarim Yudal, regarding you can bring your Maisa, so you redeem it. And it says the word, it says the word over there, se'isai, which is similar to misas, which is a load. So malam and the ma'isa v'chulu, just like there's for ma'isa. So over here, Rabbi Elazar, he says, different source, he says, nemekan simcha, says over here simcha, nemekan simcha, says over there, by ma'isa, or terminology of simcha. So malam and ma'isa, just like over there by simcha, means ma'isa. Avka ma'isa also here means ma'isa. A third source, Rabbi Ulevay Yishmol, nemekan misas, says over here, misas, but nemekan says over there, when Yosef gave gifts to his brothers in Mitzrayim, but taught of masas, that there was an increase of the Masas of Binyamin, which is similar to Misas. Malahal Achas Ikar Bashar Tov, just like there was one that was primary and the rest was secondary. Afkan also over here, by Chagiga, from Misas, we're learning out that you could have a secondary, but the primary has to be from Chulin, but you see that the secondary of the Meiser from the same word Misas itself. Kinnik says, Mas, the beginning was the Gemara, Hach Gesinan, that the Gersh is Vashakri Mesa Pesach, and all the other days of Pesach, Od Mirza Dechabas Mesa Behema, besides the first day, you fulfill your obligation with your Shalmei Simcha and Maisa Behema. Ali Yeshvam Shekosba and Gersa Chesed, it says, but there are other texts that there's some other wording, Bein Lisha Yashva, and there's no way of resolving that text. Kinnik says, Masta begin with the Gemara Mishim Sikarta. Why can't you use Maisa Behema on the first day for the other animals? Because of dying the animal, which is problematic when you do the tithing. Now, Hekshra Volchadim Chon asks, why my Tebele should be sufficient to Imak Dishim Yom to forget about the die, just the fact of sanctifying the animal is problematic. To come and perk bas the bay, like the Gemara says in the last perk and bay, the Falam above the base, you know, I'll be Makadish, an animal on Yom Tov. Yeshamite says, yes, the Shani Yacham, but here it's different, the Kedusha by Medes, because here it's already pre sanctified. Why? Kim the Chayim Natar the Kachi, since you're biblically obligated to sanctify the tenth animal, because I'm in perk bas the Bukhari, it's Abnachas Menalov. So you can look at Bisham Misses, if it's not really prohibited to sanctify, because it's really already the tenth one is automatically sanctified. You just have to sanctify, but it's really already sanctified. But he gives a different answer. He says, the Tzvid Nakad, why? So why do we pick the prohibition of dying? Lefishu Issa Derezka, the biblical prohibition. Therefore, that's why they made a gazera on it. Alamaktis, regarding the prohibition of a sanctified, which only rabbinic, like Gazer, we would not have made a gazera not to use a tithe one because of tithing, which itself would have been a problem of only rabbinic origin. Chimash Masim, so to sound like over there, Beyed Avlam Avav, and Beyed Gabi In, Rechel Agabahema, that you can't ride an animal. Mukilan, the Gemara says, why? Mishm Tchumim, because we're continuing to go out of the Tchum. Lamech Sabbat Tchumim Araisa, the Gemara, is that to say the Tchumim Araisa? The Gemara says, ah, okay, no. Ella, rather, the reason why you're not riding an animal is given from Yachtas, because you might cut off a branch. So, Mashm, it sounds like the Mishm Isra Abon, like if it would have just been Asr Abonim, or whichever one it is, we would not have made it Xer. They're saying, whichever one is the reason, must have been the Araisa. So, you see, only when it would come to Isra Araisa do we make the Xeris. But if it would make Isra Abonim, we would not make Xeris, and that's exactly the answer we're giving. That's what only said because of Sikarta, and not because of Bimakadish, which is only Isra Abon. Now, but Rabbi Chana, who asked the question, he actually wanted to give an answer. The Lahakdish, like, no, the reason why we didn't say the problem about being Makdish is because Amin Pregar Shal, the person actually could sanctify his Chagigin Yom Tov, and he could be Makadish Pesach on Shabbos, because he needs it. Became therefore, since ultimately you're fulfilling your obligation of Shalmei Simcha with it, it's actually much like the church would be able to sanctify and wouldn't be a problem. However, Ach Inner might deliver, but the reader doesn't agree to this answer. Because since the primary is not because of Shalmei Simcha, the primary is because it's a Meis Behema. Because Dim Lakin, if you don't say that, but then the Nderm and Dabis, then regarding the Allah of Nderm and Dabis, now the Kachin shows me you're able to sanctify it, because you can fill your obligation with Simcha. And the fact that you could not be Kachin Nderm and Dabis and Yamdim, so obviously, because that's not the primary, and therefore, that would not be sufficient. Now, says to Kol Hanish, from all these answers that we gave, Lo Yitochen, it's not possible to give it, but Bechiris Perak Bastrum, and Bechiris in the last Perak of Nechazim and Alva, I know, because the Karatik asked this question, why we picked the Dai, Lo Nech Magdish, why wouldn't pick because of the prohibition of sanctifying? It's not possible to say that the reason is, like the Reese said, that, oh, why didn't we say that because of being makdish Shem Shabbos, because Hekdo Shabbos is Drabbanon, and they weren't concerned with Drabbanon? No, because the Gemara then B'chayrus is talking about the Isra itself. In other words, why the Chama say it's forbidden to be to Ma'aser Behem on Yomtiv? Can't say, because Shem Yovel Aser. That's exactly what we're asking. Why is it forbidden to be Ma'aser Yomtiv? So El Rather says, Taisis Shin Rishon, it must be the first answer. The Kadosh Ma'imdim, where, because really it was sanctified, you're talking Nasa Malka, that you can use over there and over here. Which, that's why it's no problem being Makdash. Now, Veloy Dummy, like Buzz Trumas and Mises, and Taisis says, and you can't compare, which would be a different problem Taisis is addressing, like separating Trumas and Mises. Also, you're not doing Shabbos Yom Shemesakim because you're fixing the produce. Here also, you're fixing the rest of the animals by taking off the Mises of Hema. That itself should be the problem. Forget about Makdash or Sakarta. That's not the Hochle Mesakim, because here you're not really fixing anything. If you're allowed to eat the other animals even before you take off Mises of Hema, therefore that's not considered the prohibition of Mesakim. Next says, Master, until we know what is the Gemara, but Yosem Melech Achashverosh Master. Where do we find that Misas means Chulin? From the Pasuk and the Megillah, Achashverosh went and placed a tax, which is people's private money, which is Chulin. Now, Avayil Chulin Mas Vavaducha, but regarding the Pasuk in the Ram Chaf, and the Pasuk in Bereishas Mem Tes, Vayichin Vayil Mas Oivid, those Pesukim, which are also some type of being taxed, Lemaisi, we couldn't bring those Pesukim, even though those are from the Torah, not from Ksuvim, because the Hanlav Mois Mishtamin, and those don't really infer anything about money. Elosh and Abdus Ba'amach is a term of servitude, and that's the tax. And therefore, it wouldn't be a good source for Mises meaning Chulin. Next says, Master, the beginning of the Gemara Samach Mechagecha. What does that come to teach us? Lanabas, Kol Mini Samachas LeSimcha, that all types of joy are valid to satisfy the Simcha as long as it's meat. Shteisa says, Gabi Chagas Sukkas Ksim. This pasuk is written by the Yom Tov Sukkas. And the drasha is, what I mean, it just says, v'simechta, how do you know that's any type of simcha? But the havi kasrachav, the fact that we're repeating it over here, meaning, kim daksi begabe tzarez pesach, already said this by Shavuos and Pesach, so yafin menei mehekish, which we learn from there from mehekish, and v'chim atza rebuchan besefri, the matzers with dashinla, the actual, the drasha that we know there's a chiv simcha from Shavuos, because the chiv says in the pasuk, it's a chav, you should remember ki every Yisrael in time that you were a slave in Eretz Mitzrayim, lima, so teaches, kol shun negba tzarez, but it applies to Shavuos, no, even Pesach applies by Pesach and Sukkot. Or maybe the other way around, question like Pesach v'chag, Neg Metzes, whatever it's by Sukkot, and Pesach applies by Shavuos. But Lebed says Eila, which Eila Neg Metzes, all of these apply to Shavuos, and that's also going to apply by the other one, so we already know Simcha from Shavuos. So why is it Pete again over here? To tell you, Kol Minei Simchos L'Simcha, and that's what we're saying, that wherever you get the meat from, it doesn't have to be in any one specific place.